Good morning. Have you ever heard the term, what's yours is mine? Have you ever heard that term, any of the kids? Brock, you ever heard that? What's yours is mine? You have? Who says that? Your mom? Your brother? What do you think it means? Do you have any idea of what it means? What's yours is mine. In the Bible, it says that no one claims private ownership of any possessions, but everything they own was held in common good. There was not a needy person among them. So I think what they're talking about is if you all have a toy at home that you like to play with, and your friend comes over and he wants to play with the toy, and you let him play with the toy, and then he decides at the end he wants to take the toy home. What do you think? Would you let him take the toy home? What about if you had two? Would you let him take, if you had two of the same toy, would you let him take it home? You would give him, because you don't need two, right? No. That would be, you would have one to give to your friend. I think that's kind of the way you all can understand it, this Bible verse. When it says, what's yours is mine, and when he says in the Bible, there was no ownership of the property, and that everyone had what they needed, it's kind of like that. If you have a whole pizza at your house, and you have friends that come over, and you might want two pieces of pizza, but you don't have enough to share, you can share the rest of the pizza. So everybody gets one piece, and that's more than enough than all you need, right? Kind of. That's kind of the way that they're trying to explain it. It's hard for y'all, and as you grow older, it's even harder for adults. But we always have to remember to only take what we need. Are y'all ready for Little Lambs?